From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Three American scientists were named today as the winners of the 2009 Nobel Prize for Medicine. Australian-born Elizabeth Blackburn, British-born Jack Szostak, and Carol Greider won the prize for their discovery of how chromosomes are copied and protected against degradation. They will share the prize of $1.4 million. In naming the winners, Sweden's Karolinska Institute said their discovery had solved a major problem in biology. This is the first of the Nobel Prize winners to be announced. They'll receive their prize in ceremonies in Stockholm on December 10th. This is the first Monday in October, and in Washington that means it is the official opening of a new Supreme Court term. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
With new Justice Sonia Sotomayor now firmly ensconced in her seat as the junior justice, the court takes on a host of major controversial questions. Does the constitutional right to bear arms limit state and local gun control laws? Does the century-old ban on corporate campaign contributions violate the constitutional guarantee of free speech? Does a 5-foot cross that sits alone in a federal land preserve violate the Constitution's ban on government endorsement of religion? Is it cruel and unusual punishment to sentence a 13-year-old convicted of sexual battery to prison for life without parole? These are just a few of the issues the justices are grappling with this term. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
According to a United Nations report, the Russian population has shrunk dramatically since 1992 and will continue to drop by another 11 million people by 2025. This is not news for Russian authorities, who are extremely concerned about the demographic crisis. But as NPR's Anne Gerrels reports, the UN urges Russia to do more or face an economic slowdown.
The Kremlin has rewarded women for having more babies. It's worked, but according to the UN, that won't make much difference in the long run. Because of its huge territory, the effects of depopulation will be magnified. Russia's mortality rate is among the highest in the developed world, with average life expectancy for males at barely 60. The report urges Russia to improve its public health system and reduce alcohol consumption. It estimates the country will have to attract about 15 million migrants by 2025 to fill vacant jobs, but it advises Russia to do more to improve assimilation or risk ethnic tensions. The number of students going to college will fall by half in the coming decades, forcing universities to compete for students. The report warns this trend could lower the quality of education. Anne Gerrels, NPR News, Moscow.
Japanese share prices hit an 11-week closing low today due to concerns over the fragility of the U.S. economic recovery. The Nikkei fell by 57 points, or 0.6%. This is NPR News. Argentina's president declared today to be a national day of mourning after the death yesterday of famed singer Mercedes Sosa. Sosa died yesterday at the age of 74. Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires.
Within hours of her death, Mercedes Sosa's body was lying in state in the National Congress in a room called the Hall of Lost Steps. It was fitting, as many in this country feel they have lost a national treasure. By the end of the day, Sunday, tens of thousands had paid their respects. Even more are expected today. At noon, her body will be sent to Buenos Aires' Chacarita Cemetery, where she will be cremated. Some TV stations displayed black ribbons on screen yesterday. Sosa's loss is deeply felt in a country where she had been a national icon for more than 40 years. Nearly everyone in Argentina knows her work well. She has won several Latin Grammy Awards and was nominated for 3 more this year.
Y en el alto cielo su fondo estrellado.
For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
The Obama administration will hold more intensive talks this week on Afghanistan. 2 meetings are set for President Obama's senior advisors to debate the administration's evolving Afghan strategy. They'll be considering political pressure from the left to cut back the number of combat troops in Afghanistan, as well as arguments from military leaders that additional forces are needed to secure the country. On yesterday's news shows, White House National Security Advisor James Jones said that decisions on how best to stabilize Afghanistan and beat back the insurgency must extend beyond troop levels to development and governance. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.